We are proud to announce a new sponsor for this podcast, Auggie's Locker Room. Auggie's Locker Room, which is located less than a mile away from Notre Dame Stadium, was named the best Notre Dame's collectible shop in the country. This shop is amazing. If you are a passionate Notre Dame fan and are looking for that special Notre Dame piece to complete your rec room, Auggie's is the place to go. They have a wide selection of Notre Dame Stadium pieces, jerseys, helmets, autographs, and one-of-a-kind Rockne items. They have an exclusive Joe Montana signed items. If Auggie's doesn't have it in store, he will find it for you. Visit AuggiesLockerRoom.com or stop in at 1811 South Bend Avenue and see the vintage helmet display dating back to 1890. AuggiesLockerRoom.com or call 574-277-NDND.
Welcome back to Budweiser's Weekday Sports Beat on Sports Radio 960 WSBT, streaming live at WSBTRadio.com and on our free WSBT Radio app. I'm Darren Pritchett, joined by Mike Singer, Notre Dame football recruiting insider for Blue and Gold Illustrated, blueandgold.com. Mike, good to talk to you. How are you today?
Doing great, Darren. I'm glad to be on, man.
Let's talk some Notre Dame football recruiting. Since the last time you're on the program, Notre Dame had a decommitment as Cedric Irving Jr. has decided to reopen his recruitment. I'd like to get your thoughts on Irvin's decision, and I'm wondering, did it have anything to do with a certain five-star running back that we talked about last week that was interested in visiting the University of Notre Dame?
It had to have played some kind of role, Darren. I mean, I think it would be naive to say otherwise. I mean, look, he was officially visiting, as far as we knew, he was going to officially visit Notre Dame June 10th for that major weekend. By all accounts, he was very solid with the Fighting Irish, not looking at other schools. He had just visited for the spring game. So clearly something happened here, Darren. I mean, Notre Dame, so we're recording this Tuesday. Notre Dame seems to be closing in on a commitment from Jaden Lamar from Washington. He announces Thursday. Irish are after, like you mentioned, five-star running back Richard Young from Florida. Still after Jeremiah Love from St. Louis Christian Brothers, a fast-rising, big-time back now who's a track star as well. So they're recruiting all these guys, and you typically only take two running backs, and it's not like Notre Dame's recruiting, hey, maybe this running back could be a corner. They were recruiting all these guys as running backs, so I think there was a little bit of seeing the writing on the wall, maybe, Darren?
So after the smoke settles, do you think Notre Dame is still going to be in really good shape with running backs in this class?
I do. I mean, look, Irvin's a very good player. Mm-hmm. His father, Cedric Irvin Sr., Darren, I know you'll remember his time as a running back at Michigan State. He's related to Michael Irvin, of course, former Dallas Cowboys wide receiver, a Hall of Famer. So, I mean, this guy had terrific bloodline, Cedric Irvin. So it's crazy to lose this kind of running back who had offers from Florida State, Miami, Florida, Bama, all these big-time programs, and the Irish are going to be just fine. Again, the On3 recruiting prediction machine has the Fighting Irish as a big favorite for Jaden Lamar going into his decision Thursday. And then I think they're in pretty good shape for Jeremiah Love as well, who I just mentioned. And then can they pull off a huge upset for the number one running back in the entire 2023 class, Richard Young from Southwest Florida? I mean, it does look really good. And then you got to remember the 2022 class, they bring in Jabran Payne, the late addition. That was just a month ago, Easter weekend. He commits to Notre Dame. And then they also had this guy, Jadarian Price, commit, Darren, and sign. And he looked fantastic in spring ball by all accounts. So, yeah, Notre Dame running back recruiting is a good spot. You even go back to the 2021 class. You bring in Audric Estevan, Logan Diggs. So, yeah, running back recruiting, not an issue for Notre Dame right now.
Mike, let's shift gears to the wide receiver position. Since this cycle started, you've obviously laid out the need for not only quantity but quality in this class at that position. And it sure seems like Chancey Stuckey, the new wide receiver coach, is off to a really good start in this recruiting cycle. There's a player by the name of Rico Flores that's going to be announcing his school of choice on July the 3rd, and it sounds like he's got some pretty elite college football programs to choose from. What do you like about Flores' game, and do you feel like the Irish have a realistic chance to gain his commitment?
His top three is Georgia, Ohio State, Notre Dame. Doesn't really get too much better than that. I've actually got a prediction in for Flores to land at Notre Dame. I feel like the Fighting Irish are doing the best job recruiting him right now. He hasn't been to campus, but Braylon James hadn't been to Notre Dame's campus either. And then the first time he visited in March, it was a done deal basically at that point. So I think Flores could be in a similar situation. Number 232 overall player, number 35 wide receiver, according to On Three Consensus, 6'1", 190, an outside guy. But I think we haven't seen the best of Rico Flores Jr. I think he's, got an enormous upside in that. I think he can play, outside. I could see him in the slot as well, play some big-time ball in Folsom, California. So on Wednesday, Darren, we're expecting to see a commitment from Rodney Gallagher, likely to West Virginia. That's a loss for Notre Dame. The Irish were after him, the speedy slot receiver. But, if Notre Dame lands Braylon James, Rico Flores Jr., and then Jaden Greathouse, the latter of which, 6'2", 220-pound, big wide receiver from Austin, Texas, that would be a darn good trio for the Fighting Irish and one of the better receiver classes in recent history for Notre Dame.
Mike, I mentioned Flores is going to announce on July 3rd. Do you think there's any chance Notre Dame gets a wide receiver commitment between today and July 3rd?
I would think it would be Greathouse. He officially visits Notre Dame June 17th. So maybe takes that official visit and then could commit soon afterwards. So I do think, Darren, receiver recruiting should be mostly wrapped up before the start of the season. Do they get to potentially four receiver commitments? Then you could be looking at Chicago, Simeon wide receiver Malik Elzey, who Notre Dame offered last summer and still is in the mix for. And I'll have an article at blueandgold.com on him in the near future. So those are some of the guys who could be possibilities.
Mike Singer, Notre Dame football recruiting insider for Blue and Gold Illustrated, blueandgold.com. I'm Darren Pritchett. I'm going to shift gears to quarterback for a second, and I'm not going to mention Dante Moore's name, but I think I'm going to ask a question that kind of ties him into the conversation. But I saw on social media this week that a pretty good quarterback verbally committed to Alabama. In a roundabout way, does that affect Notre Dame and the recruitment of Dante Moore?
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time, the Roast of Tom Brady, a Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for the Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
I guess. sort of, yeah. I mean, it would have to be... something like this takes Alabama out of the running if they were going to offer him, or LSU is now likely to, because LSU was after this young man, Eli Holstein, they're more likely to turn up the heat on Dante, but they were already recruiting him pretty hard to begin with. So, yeah, maybe, but it takes Alabama out of the Arch Manning sweepstakes, you would think, but now Arch Manning, of course, nephew of, Peyton and Eli, mm-hmm. He's still supposed to be officially visiting Alabama, so you would think this would be a pretty big quarterback domino that fell, but from a Notre Dame perspective with Dante Moore personally, I think it's mostly the same.
I think we just played Kevin Bacon's Six of Days of Separation or whatever that game is. A lot of dominoes in between Notre Dame and that particular storyline. So how about something a little different? 2024 quarterback recruiting for Notre Dame. Where do the Irish stand right now?
Yeah, it seems like they've had a big two. You know, you talk about big threes all the time. It seemed like a big two of Julian Sain from San Diego. Hey, who's the last San Diego quarterback Notre Dame land? This guy named Tyler Buckner. Don't know if Irish fans know about him. And then C.J. Carr, grandson of Lloyd Carr. And then his dad was a quarterback in Michigan. So it would certainly be an interesting recruiting win if the Irish are able to go into quite literally Michigan's family and landing a quarterback prospect. Also, Adrian Posse is a four-star quarterback from South Florida who Notre Dame offered last summer after seeing him in person. And he's expected to be back on campus to throw for Tommy Reese and the staff in early June. So those are the big three names. I said big two. So now it's the big three names to keep an eye on.
Caleb Downs, he's a safety from Georgia, and from what I've read, one of the top safeties in his class. When you think about Notre Dame had Kyle Hamilton, first-round pick, Baltimore Ravens. They're bringing in Brandon Joseph, and I think the expectation is he's going to be an impact player at the safety position coming from Northwestern, and we've talked, heck, he could be a number one or a first-round pick next year in the NFL draft if he would come out and plays well this year. So now we come to Downs. That'd be a pretty good sequence of safeties to go through this Notre Dame football program. What are your thoughts on Caleb Downs? And besides all the normal things that get you interested in Notre Dame, does it get his attention how high Kyle Hamilton went in this draft coming from the University of Notre Dame?
So Notre Dame fans might remember Caleb's older brother, Josh, receiver for the North Carolina Tar Heels, catching a bunch of passes on Notre Dame last fall. Josh Downs, when he was a high school recruit, played AAU basketball with Kyle Hamilton. So there's a long connection between the Hamilton and the Downs family. They go back years. So Caleb's close friends with that family. You know, he knows Kyle well. He's seen the development he's had at Notre Dame. So that's certainly an interesting factor in terms of Notre Dame and Caleb Downs. Caleb's mom is a teacher, so I mean, education's really important in that recruitment. So people think it's more likely Georgia or Alabama or maybe even Ohio State than Notre Dame in terms of a commitment for Downs. But I mean, this will be his fourth time visiting Notre Dame. He was on campus for the first time last summer. He saw the North Carolina game, seeing his brother. But he told me after that game, he was rooting for Notre Dame. He was just on campus for the spring game, so getting him back on campus for a fourth time, pretty big deal. So as far as him as a player, he's the number one safety in the country. I mean, I don't need to go into any more detail than that. He's a bona fide five-star stud. I was just at a spring game Friday. I think his quarterback, it was a scrimmage, so it was inter-squad scrimmage. His quarterback knew not to really throw Caleb's way, so we didn't see a ton of Downs making plays in that, but he's definitely a bona fide stud. There's no doubt about it.
Mike, I want to ask you about recruiting in the city of Chicago for a couple of minutes. There's a lot of Big Ten teams that have really taken advantage of Illinois being down for many, many years now, Wisconsin, Iowa, Michigan, among the Big Ten teams that have made a living recruiting there. When I came to town not soon long after, there was a guy by the name of Mike Goolsbee that you might be familiar with. Now, he came from Joliet, but I think everything in Illinois is tied into Chicago, so we'll call that Chicagoland area. But from my perspective, Mike, it seems like Notre Dame has not pushed as hard in Chicago maybe the last decade compared to when I first came to town. I just like your thoughts on, is this particular coaching staff paying more attention to the city of Chicago?
They've been recruiting a good bit in there for the spring evaluation period, you know, the past month. So that's been good. I mean, they're had coaches in there Monday, Friday. Reese has been in there a good bit. You look at the past recruiting classes. I'm just going off the top of my head here, Darren. You had Riley Mills in the 2020 cycle. You had Justin Walters 2021. Who are the other, Houston Griffith, 2018, but who are the Chicago guys on the roster? Look, Notre Dame is the school that they don't care where you're from.
Correct.
They're going to go get the best players in the country that fit Notre Dame. And I guess even under Mark Streamer, that maybe the kids don't know they fit Notre Dame, but he's going to go and convince them otherwise. So I think, maybe I could be wrong here, but I think it's just a matter of, is Chicago offering top talent? And if it is, Notre Dame's going to go in there. I mean, the 2024 class, the number three overall player, according to On3, is Justin Scott from St. Ignatius. Notre Dame's going to go after him. They offered him here recently. He's a five-star recruit. You got Cam Williams from Glenbard South, four-star receiver in the 2024 class. Notre Dame's after him. We've talked about him, I think, in just last week's show, Darren. Malik Elzey, I talked about earlier, a 2023 four-star wide receiver. Notre Dame's in the mix for that recruitment. So I think when there's those guys there, Notre Dame will go after them. But I don't think they're going to do much of reaching for talent just because they're from Chicago.
Finally, this is kind of a wild card question. From the last week, anything catch your attention in terms of a player getting an offer or maybe an assistant coach going somewhere to talk to a particular player? I'll kind of leave it at that and let you take where you want to go.
Oh, man, but you're throwing me a softball. I got to figure something out here. The Rodney Gallagher thing I talked about earlier, mm-hmm. that was notable. Dante Moore, the five-star quarterback we talk about all the time, Notre Dame's most important recruit in quite some time, set up an unofficial visit to go to Texas A&M June 17th, a weekend we had been hearing was possible for Notre Dame to host him on campus. Charles Jagisaw, he's from Illinois, not in Chicago, but that's a five-star offensive tackle, according to On3, who Notre Dame seems to be in improving position form. We've written about him at blueandgold.com this week. And then lastly, I don't know if this is what you were looking for, Darren, just kind of random recruiting notes, but five-star Notre Dame edge commit. So he's a big-time pass rusher. Keon Keeley, by all accounts, is just officially visiting Notre Dame in June. There's no news of him taking trips elsewhere, so... Mm. That's certainly welcome news for Notre Dame fans.
I asked for one nugget. I got seven. How about that? It's fantastic. I love it. Hey, Mike, your great offer continues at Blue and Gold Illustrated, blueandgold.com. For those six or seven Irish fans who still have not taken advantage, what do they get for their $1?
I mean, if somehow you enjoy listening to me on Darren's show and hearing my ramblings, then you'll love blueandgold.com because – I mean, I write three or four articles every day, at least during the week now in the off season. Tons of recruiting insights, information, nuggets, scoop, analysis, all that good stuff. We have such a great staff between Ashton Pollard, Tyler Horka, Tim Hyde, Patrick Engel, all of our writers at Blue and Gold do such a good job covering Notre Dame football. And then we have the Loose Emoji message board, of course, named after the GOAT of Notre Dame athletics, Loose Emoji. And we have thousands of passionate Notre Dame fans. There is no off season on the message board. It's always locked and loaded with tons of awesome Notre Dame conversations and conversations about anything. We're talking about the best melting pot cities for college football today. It's been a good discussion on the board. So definitely go to blueandgold.com and check it out.
Has there been any Liverpool talk on the message board?
Oh, yeah, we talk soccer. I'm a big soccer fan. We're talking Champions League final on Saturday. Go Reds.
There you go. Hey, Mike, good catching up with you today. We might be talking again soon if the Irish get a verbal commitment this week. We'll see what happens, but always appreciate your time and great to have you on WSBT Radio.
All right, thanks, Darren.
That's Mike Singer, Notre Dame football recruiting insider for Blue and Gold Illustrated, blueandgold.com. Budweiser's weekday sports beat continues next on Sports Radio 960 WSBT.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.